Hey everybody, this is Kel Gatz and I'm back for a new episode of my podcast called Beautiful Mind. Hope everybody's having a blessed and prosperous weekend out there, all my listeners. But anyway, let's jump straight to it. These are not facts. Once again, these are not facts. These are just my personal opinions on what I feel like can help a relationship flourish better or build towards it being even more successful. Just my personal opinions from what I see, from my what I've given out as, like, when I'm dating, what I've learned throughout dating. Number one is, I feel that relationship or not, intimacy should always have a natural flow to it. For example, if you gotta include liquor or weed for him or her to pursue you, that's not having a natural flow. That's forcing an intimacy. Also, if you have to push somebody to take you out on dates, or movie nights, or just lunch dates, anything that involves you spending quality time together, that's a red flag. You shouldn't have to push or force somebody to do that for you. Oh, if you had a baby, that person to gift you with things, and you give them things all the time, and they act like it's a problem when it's time for them to show you appreciation, that's a red flag as well. Number two, when you're in a talking stage with someone and you just feel like they mention sex a little bit too much when you're just in the talking stage, like they jump straight to that topic and all the other fields that they should be worried about while building with you or getting to know you, they worry about that red flag. Like, for me, that kind of stuff gets your number blocked. Like, off rip, I don't even care. I feel like you need to desire that person more than this in a sexual attraction. Mentally, emotionally, you need to be there to connect on deeper levels with them. Because in the end, if you're not connecting on those levels, then this might be lost altogether, honestly. Number three. Another thing I really need to say this. When you see two people that you know have gotten together and is now a couple, don't bring up the past. Don't bring up their past relationships to stir up drama and confusion. Don't do that. Nobody wants to hear about, oh, when they were dealing with so-and-so, they used to do this. Oh, when they were doing this person used to do that. Okay, they're dealing with someone new now. Is it a fresh beginning? Let them enjoy a fresh beginning. Well, that does lead to drama, confusion, and gossip. Like, nobody wants to hear anything about that. Number four, you building with somebody? I feel like it need to be start off with a solid friendship, for real. That a friendship lets you know everything you need to know about that person, the pros and the cons about that person when you build that friendship. Number five, learn how to love and build with your significant other in private. Like, if y'all got an argument, you ain't got to tell everybody, mama. You don't have to tell your cousins, your aunts, your sisters, your in-laws, this and third. You don't have to tell people that. In the end, when you all make up, other people still probably will be holding on to that. Yeah, ain't y'all just been arguing about this and third? That's why it's best that when you're in relationship, go to the person you're in the relationship with those problems. Don't go to other people, because that stirs up confusion as well. Number five, don't be lying. Don't be hiding stuff. Not a good look. You start off something, even in a friendship, don't be hiding stuff. Like, people like, oh, I don't believe in people looking through my phone, or have my password in my phone, and if you trust me, why are you looking through it? But if there's nothing to hide, That should be a go-to. It shouldn't even bother you. Because if you hesitating for that, then it's not, the relationship not probably not gonna go anywhere, because that's not right. I don't feel like, me personally, I just feel like that person should be able to do that. You love them, they love you. Their love is genuine. If you're not hiding nothing, then why can't they see that you're not hiding nothing? Some people just like reassurance in that area like that. Most importantly, number five. You have to learn your partner's love language. Everybody's love language is different. Once you learn their love language, they learn yours. Great. It gives the relationship a flourish and grow even more. It may take time learning love language, but you need to learn it. Because different strokes for different folks. Number six. Mental intimacy is definitely better than physical. Definitely better. Number seven. A lot of people don't take this seriously. I don't do the research on this, but I've done a little bit of research for my own personal needs to know about it. Soul ties. Soul ties are real. Soul ties are something serious, and people need to take it more seriously, in my opinion. But just read up on it, and you'll see why I say that. Yeah, I forget the number I was on. But yeah, this didn't have no certain order or anything like that. I was just, like I said, I jot down some few facts from few opinions that I have on my personal outlook on relationships. Last but not least, if the person you want isn't making time for you, then you aren't the person they want. It's just that simple. People make time for, who do you want to make time for? No need to sugarcoat that. Anyways, that's all I got for y'all today. Y'all stay blessed, stay humble, and stay safe. I'm out.